The European Union's Justice Commissioner says time is ripe for a, quote, strong and united stand on data protection against U.S. surveillance operations. Viviane Reding called on European states to adopt a data protection law for facing the U.S. as a strong and united entity. This comes amid new reports that the U.S. has been spying on its European allies. Germany has summoned the U.S. ambassador to Berlin over reports that Washington had monitored German Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone. Merkel herself has called the U.S. president to demand immediate clarification. She's also set to discuss Washington's snooping in Europe with French President François Hollande during a two-day EU summit in Brussels. The White House says Obama has assured Merkel that her cell is not being tapped. From MediaChannel.org, Danny Schechter joins us. He's the editor of MediaChannel.org. Danny Schechter, snooping on the citizens of a country is one thing, but then the leaders finding out that they've been spied on, that's obviously drawn the anger of these different officials, such as Angela Merkel. But at the end of the day, is the U.S. going to do anything about it?
Well, you'll notice what was actually said. They said, we're not spying on you, Mrs. Merkel. That didn't mean that we haven't spied on you in the past or that we won't in the future. In other words, they're saying we're not currently spying on you and we're not planning to spy on you, but not saying whether they have spied on her. You know, I just read a report that said 124 billion phone calls were being monitored in 1 month by NSA programs. You know, the NSA has basically cajoled all the telecommunications companies, the internet companies, the big websites to cooperate with them under threat. And so as a result, privacy agreements between individuals and these companies are null and void for all extents and purposes. And the United States has an industrial scale spying effort underway. That doesn't necessarily mean that getting all this data that means that they can analyze it. You know, we've had many examples of lots of intelligence agencies completely, you know, being inaccurate about what's going on because they can't manage all the information they have. And this seems to be another case of it. But it is upsetting the world, especially in Germany. Don't forget, it was in Germany that the Stasi in East Germany was at that time considered, you know, the biggest spy agency in the world, the most thorough, the most invasive. Now the United States seems to be one-upping the Stasi and doing not only what it did, but worse. And this is upsetting our allies.
And quickly, if you can, Danny Schechter, what's intriguing about this to me, and a big question mark, is if the fact is that the NSA has also spied on financial transactions internationally. The first question comes to mind, then why couldn't they predict, based on their snooping, that the financial crisis was going to occur and the meltdown that is still plaguing the U.S. and Europe?
Well, there's something called, you know, this is intelligence in quotes, not intelligence in reality. You know, these people don't have really a clue about what's going on. They're chasing, you know, kind of their stereotyped enemies. And as a result, they're living in a culture of paranoia, which leads to error and a lack of understanding of what's going on in the world. That's why we're so out of touch with what people are saying around the world. We know a lot, but we really don't know how to apply what we know and make sense of it. And this is a deep problem that we've had for many years.
Thank you very much for that. Editor of MediaChannel.org, Danny Schechter there from New York. Good to see you, Danny.